G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. You and Grant for breakfast. The weekend is almost here, and I got to tell you, boys and girls, there are two things that you need to be on top of today. One is the Triple M Summer Beach House. Tomorrow afternoon, someone's got a winner, and it might well be you. Al, the captain of the club, is going to be back, and he is going to be doing a draw to see if he can make you a winner. It is all thanks to the brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. They do not do ordinary. You can find out all the details by jumping online to triplem.com.au, going to our club page. All the details are there. Now, while you're online, you want to go to the Win tab. At the Win tab, you'll find all the details on how you can be part of the Triple M Christmas Cash Call. Now, I'm going to tell you more about it across the morning this morning. But there's $500, and tomorrow, I am going to give it away to somebody. Might well be you, if you'd like to enter the draw. Once again, triplem.com.au is how you do it. See, I'm giving you some good news as we start the day. You and Grant for breakfast. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Big shout out to you, Ruby. You are in the Limestone Coast this morning. As I said, it has been wet across the Limestone Coast over the last 12 or so hours. We look like getting heavy rain once again tomorrow. The tropical cyclone Owen, which is responsible for most of what's going on across Australia at the moment, has moved closer to the coast, bringing torrential rain, flash flooding, and destructive winds of up to 170 kilometres an hour up in Queensland. Now, there is a whole lot of news going around this morning that you're going to hear about. Now, a terrorist suspect has apparently yelled "God is great" during a shooting spree at a Christmas market. Now, a massive manhunt is on the way to find him after what took place in France yesterday. The man accused of abducting a seven-year-old girl from a shopping centre and sexually assaulting her in Bushland has faced a closed court. And truly tragic news today from a family that was rocked a little while ago. A wave of shock and sadness has covered the nation after a mother was found dead in her home just months after her estranged husband executed their two kids in the same house. It is truly a heartbreaking story this morning that the national news team will talk more about. Now on 963 Triple M, there's a whole heap of stuff going on. Closer to home, Karcher and I will do our best to tell you all about what's going on in the Limestone Coast. If you know something's happening in your backyard, remember you can always let me know. Email me, 963@triplem.com.au. Reach out to us on our social media pages. Give me a yell on Facebook. It's always a way that you can get in touch. Or you can just pick up the phone, 13 27 10. You and Grant for breakfast. We are getting close to catching up with Karcher to find out what's making news across the Limestone Coast. And one of the things that I posted on social media last night was all about an article that was in the news yesterday. It was all about putting a tax on alcohol as a solution to combating Australia's obesity crisis. And let me tell you, you guys had your say. Got to send a shout out to Jason, to Rob, to Matt, to Raymond, to Peter, to Minnie, to Kelly, Gary, and so many others who reached out on our social media pages. I must admit, in fairness, yesterday morning, when the story first broke, it was all about a tax on alcohol to beat the obesity epidemic that Australia is facing. Across the day, it turned out that there were 16 top suggestions. Alcohol price increases were just one of them. There is also a fuel excise, an extra 10 cents on fuel, which I reckon the entire country would just be up in arms at if we put that to a vote in Parliament. But putting a sugar sweetener beverage tax into place is one idea. Restricting TV advertising for unhealthy food, package sizes, supermarket shelf tags on healthier products, all those sorts of things are being mooted as ways to beat the epidemic of obesity. And if you take a look at some of the comments that have been made on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page in the last 12 hours or so, most people are saying that A, an alcohol tax isn't going to work. B, it should be on sugar products or products that are truly unhealthy for us. And we should be paying more for those so that we are deterred from purchasing them, whether we go to the supermarkets or whether we're doing it at restaurants or anything else like that. I would love to know what you think. 132710 is the number to call. You can always jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page and have your say there. You can join the comments of many people from across the Limestone Coast that stopped by last night to have their say.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. There has been a conspiracy theory that has gained traction overnight. There has been a lot of talk about the astronauts at the International Space Station and the fact that they have been doing a monumental task to fix an air leak. Now, the question is this. Has the Russian Soyuz capsule had a hole drilled into it? Was it a malfunction error? Was it, as rumours from Russian media allege, a NASA astronaut trying to force an evacuation from the International Space Station? These are the rumours that are going around this morning, and they are dominating news as we speak. Now, to find out what else is making news around the Limestone Coast, it's time for us to catch up with Katja, find out what's making news here.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, the federal government has announced $3.2 million in funding to develop and continue projects that protect the southeastern red-tailed black cockatoo. Limestone Coast shoppers are being urged to be wary of potential fire risks when buying electronic items online this Christmas. Water Range Council has launched the second round of their grant scheme. And across the border, southwest Victorians are being reminded to prepare for blackouts. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, I have a number of quirky stories that I'm going to share across the day today for you. And on 963 Triple M, we're going to check in with Hannah Rose Hamer soon, because one of the big stories of the day is whether Theresa May is going to be the Prime Minister of Britain in the next few hours. There could be changes afoot.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There are some fantastic stories coming out of Narracourt this morning, and I want to share them with you later on today. Katja is going to stop by in a moment. We're going to talk about what's going on in the Limestone Coast. She's got some great news stories to tell you about today. And when it comes to national news, I am amazed at how many letters are addressed to Santa each year from Australia alone to go to the North Pole. Hannah Rose Hamer's got the details on it soon. She's also going to talk about Theresa May and the fact that Theresa may have her political career cut short in the wake of the Brexit deal.
Triple M, you and Grant for breakfast.
Oh, I was having a giggle during the news. Let me tell you, every now and again an article comes up and you go, I've just got to share that. And this morning I found just the funniest thing to share at this hour of the morning. It is all about a pair of jeans that can stop your friends from smelling your farts. Yes, you heard me right. The flatulent filters are here. But let me tell you, they're going to put a dent in your back pocket if you want to pick up a pair of these jeans. $170 a pop. My goodness, that is a chunk of change. Now, a 963 Triple M told you there were some quirky stories around today. I'm going to tell you some more later on this morning. So make sure you listen out.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. The countdown is on to Christmas. And as the national news team have been talking about across the morning this morning, if you'd like to get a letter to Santa, you've got to get it in by tomorrow in the post. 65-cent stamp, I think, for memory. And that will guarantee a response from Santa back in the mail for the kids and the grandkids. On your local, I talked earlier about the fact that there's some fantastic stories going around from Narracourt today. Haywire is a fantastic group of personal stories from young Aussies across the country. And it's something that ABC TV does. And there's a young girl called Chelsea Moldens. She's the only female fire service cadet in Narracourt, South Australia. And she is the Haywire winner. Now, there has been a little bit of talk about Chelsea during the course of the last 24 hours in a social media, and if you'd like to check out a fantastic video that Chelsea put together, it is online and you can check it out this morning. Absolutely sensational that somebody from here in the Limestone Coast has been recognised, and to think that Chelsea is the only female fire cadet in Narracourt, absolutely sensational job. Now, there's another really cool story coming out in Narra Court at the moment. It's on the front page of the Narra Court Herald, and we'll give you details on that soon on Triple M.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Got to send a shout out to the team at the Migrant Resource Centre. Elderly refugees, they've put together a flourishing veggie garden at the Migrant Resource Centre. It looks absolutely sensational. It's one of the things that's being talked about on the front page of the paper today, and a fantastic photo of the garden that is well and truly underway. The charter flight on the weekend that got into trouble at the Mount Gambier Airport, formal investigations have been launched by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau as the new airport incident details emerge. You can read all about it on the front page of the paper today. When it comes to the South Eastern Times today, the shop trading hours and shop trading in Millicent is once again being talked about. The state government has sought legal advice about the interpretation of Shop Trading Hours Act as speculation grows that it may take action to challenge whether Millicent businesses are compliant with the regulations. You can read all about it in the South Eastern Times today. And a big shout out to the Millicent High School Ducks, Kelsey Wilkinson, who was awarded the prestigious WS De Garis Cup at the Millicent High's 2018 end of year presentation. Fantastic photo on the front page of the paper today, and congratulations to her. On 963 Triple M, the Narra Court Herald today is talking all about organ donation, and I want to talk about that after 7, because organ donation is something that is very important, and it's being talked about on a national level at the moment. We'll talk more very soon.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Triple M tomorrow morning. The Triple M Christmas cash call is going to be back, and there is going to be $500 cold hard cash on offer if you would like to be in it with a chance to win it in the lead up to Chrissy. It is all thanks to some amazing businesses across the Limestone Coast. Clark Rubber, Mount Gambier Central, The Marketplace, Henry Post Jewellers, Red Gum Country, UFS Chemist, Cocky's Auto Pro, She's Apples, Anvil Electronics, Atwood Shoes, Arena Sports Store, McCord's Garden Centre, The Distributors, Sassy Gift Home Living, Henry Post Jewellers, and so many other incredible businesses from across the region. I have got $500 and it could well be yours tomorrow. The Christmas cash call is back. If you'd like to see if you can win it, what you need to do is jump online, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page, and tomorrow morning I'll make a call. It's going to change somebody's life. Now on 963 Triple M, news is on the way. It seems that smoking rates in Australia have stalled. Hannah Rose Hayman's going to talk about that soon. She's going to talk about Theresa May, who is in a world of political trouble at the moment. Her political career could be cut short.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M. Ewan Grant.
We've got cold hard cash that could be yours tomorrow. A chance at the Triple M Summer Beach House as well. If you would like the chance to be at the Summer Beach House on us, what you want to do is become a Triple M Club member. It is all thanks to the brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. They do not do ordinary. And your last chance to enter the draw is today, maybe tomorrow morning. Al, the captain of the club, is going to do the draw, and somebody has got to walk away the winner. We've got a family holiday, 4-4 on the Gold Coast, 5 nights at the Triple M Summer Beach House. Hook you up with flights, accommodation, spending money, passes to Dreamworld, you name it, it is in there. We'll even give you $500 to fill the fridge as well. Head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you join now if you haven't already. As I said, it's all thanks to the Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. They don't do ordinary.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you're up around Keith, there's going to be a Christmas tree giveaway take place tomorrow between 2 and 5pm. Up at Hinder Street is where it's all going to take place. Now on 963 Triple M, talking all about local stuff that's going on around the Limestone Coast. This weekend is going to be absolutely massive. We've got a whole heap of really cool things going on, including, of course, a number of carols events taking place across the Limestone Coast. We've got carols in the Rowlands taking place on Sunday. We're going to find out more about that. Danny Reid's going to join us in about half an hour to tell us all the details. In fact, I accidentally rang her early, so it might have just woken her up. We are going to catch up and talk about the carols in the shearing shed, because that's also on this weekend. And if you'd like to go along and be part of it, carols in the square taking place at the Narra Court Town Square this weekend as well. These are just some of the events that are going on across the Limestone Coast region. And if you know something that's going on, in your own backyard, you'd like to tell us about it, you'd like to get a free plug on the radio, it's really easy to do. You can reach out to me on our social media pages. Facebook is a great one to get me on. You can also email us, 963@triplem.com.au, or just pop in, say g'day to Gab and myself at Triple M. You can find us on the corner of Grey and Commercial Streets each and every weekday.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M. The Lobster Coast, 963 Triple M. Yesterday, I got to catch up and talk all about baseball in the Limestone Coast with Michael Summers. You can find out all about it online, triplem.com.au. Go to our catch-up page. All the details are there. But let me tell you, it is going to be massive next week as international baseball comes to the Limestone Coast. It's going to be a free community event. Blue Lake Sports Park is where it's taking place on the weekend of the 21st to the 23rd. There is going to be games on Friday night, Saturday, and on Sunday as well. All the details are on our social media pages, and I'll put some more posts up closer to the event date. But if you've got the opportunity to go on out to the Blue Lake Sports Park, fantastic event, and it's going to look absolutely sensational as Adelaide Bite take on Auckland. It's going to be a sensational couple of games, and if you've never seen baseball up close and personal, a perfect way to do it here in the Limestone Coast. Going to be back in a moment because Karch is going to join me talking all about what's going on in the Limestone Coast. Birthdays aren't that far away, so if you know of someone who's celebrating today, give me a yell. 13 27 10 is the number to call. And Gary Wright coming out for you soon too on Triple M.
At Triple M. Yeah. Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Now, 963 Triple M, Katya is here to tell us all about what is going on in the Limestone Coast.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, Wattle Range Council are calling for applications for round two of their Community Financial Assistance Grants program. Over the border, residents are being warned to prepare for predicted blackouts this summer. The endangered southeastern red-tailed black cockatoo will see extra protections with new funding announced. And the MFS are reminding shoppers to check electronic item details when buying online from overseas. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, if you'd like to find out what is making news across the Limestone Coast, there's always some great articles online at triplem.com.au as well. Just go to the local news page. Katya does a great job of keeping us up to date. Now, on your local, one of the things I talked about earlier this morning was the fact that the Narracourt Herald today are talking all about organ donation. Organ donation has been in the news over the course of the last couple of weeks on the grounds that some people are suggesting that we should have an opt-out system for organ donation in Australia. I happen to firmly agree with that. Why we have an opt-in system for organ donation in Australia baffles me completely. I think it's one of the most amazing things that we can do as human beings when we have passed on to let medical science do its thing and allow people to have a gift of life. Now, organ donation, from what I understand, can only take place in very specific circumstances. So the likelihood that that you would become an organ donation or an organ donor is minimal. But today, the Narracourt Herald are firmly talking all about organ donation. A couple of weeks ago, they had an article about Sharon Hosking. And I urge you today to take a look at the article on the front page of the Narracourt Herald, because Sharon is currently recovering in Melbourne after being Narracourt's first ever heart transplant recipient. And it's a fascinating story to Lee and the team up at the Narracourt Herald. Congratulations on a wonderful article. Apparently, Sharon got a call very early in the morning from her surgeon to say that a heart had become available. Now, a number of emotions would have flooded through her, but the big one, according to her, was the fact that she'd only been on the registry for 5 days, and how could this be happening to her? It has happened, and it's a sensational story. Just one of those great news stories that will put a smile on your face this morning. So if you get the chance to check out the Narracourt Herald today, please do so. Please think about organ donation and having the conversation with your family and friends, because at the moment, organ donation is an opt-in thing, and we need as many Aussies to be thinking organ donation as possible, especially when the unfortunate happens and we lose a loved one, and those conversations, those incredibly difficult conversations, have to happen.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now, 963 Triple M, one of the sweetest stories that is going around at the moment is all about a street in Germany that almost turned into Willy Wonka. A chocolate factory had a rather large accident and a huge amount of chocolate just flowed down a road. It solidified, it went hard, it became a road of chocolate. The fireys looked like they didn't know what to do with mountains of chocolate, but it did look sensational. The photos are amazing on social media, let me tell you. On 963 Triple M, we can find out what else is making news, not only around the Limestone Coast, but across the nation and around the globe. I've got classics for you, 10cc on the way, Cold Chisel in just moments too, and the handout for the Blue Lake Carols. It's in the paper today. The Blue Lake Carols 2018. It's going to take place on Sunday.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. Time to find out what's going on with the Blue Lake Carols this weekend. Danny Reid joins me on the line. Danny, good morning.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Ewan. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you as well. Blue Lake Carols this weekend. It is going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. This is a massive event on the calendar of Mount Gambier events. Previous years, we've attracted about 5,000 people, and we are just so excited that Blue Lake Carols 2018 is upon us again.
Now, you're hosting again this year. It's a number of years now that you've done the hosting for Carols.
Yes, I'm so excited. They keep asking us back, which is really great. So myself and Simon Fisher are taking the reins for Blue Lake Carols this year. And look, we're just so thrilled to be involved. It's such a wonderful community event. It is a celebration of not only Christmas, but the talent we have in this region is unbelievable. And the whole event is run by volunteers, and it's just such a wonderful thing to be a part of. So we are stoked to be back again this year.
Tell me about some of the people that are going to perform.
Well, Mr. Christmas himself, Ben Hood. We've got Tamara Seeley, Geordie Jones, the Phoenix Choir. We're introducing some new talent this year with Lily Fullwood. We've also got Lizzie Koch, Eliana Sims, Cooper Terry, and a very special appearance once again by local favourite Louise Adams as well. How's that for a lineup?
That is a huge lineup. My goodness. Now, you can tell I'm getting old because I'm going to ask this question. Is there traditional good old Christmas carols that are going to be sung at the carols event?
There absolutely is. This year, our musical director, Hannah Morrison, has worked her magic, and we have got not only a community choir that will be backing you to sing, but also we have got the most beautiful traditional Christmas carols that we all know, that we all can sing along through right throughout the program as well. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to come on down ready to sing and get involved.
Oh, I'm glad the choir are going to be there because I'll drown out my singing. Danny, when's it all taking place?
It is this Sunday night, December 16, at the Railland at 7:30 p.m. We suggest you get there early to get a good spot, and we are recommending that people bring a cushion and a picnic blanket so we can get right down the front and get as many people in as possible. If you are needing to bring a deck chair or something a bit bigger to sit on for whatever reason, we will advise people to be sitting to the side and to the back of the area just so we can get as many people seeing a beautiful view of the stage as we can. So getting people that are sitting on their bums right up the front, and then everyone else can wrap around the side and everyone can have a great view of the stage.
The older you get, the harder it is to get down on the ground.
I know.
This weekend, carols are on. We want thousands of people from across the Limestone Coast to come along and be part of it. As you say, the lineup is just going to be absolutely incredible. All taking place at the Raylands. It's going to be a fantastic event. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Ewan. See you there.
Yeah.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M talking fishing. Craig Phelps joins me on the line. Craig, we are in for 2 days of not nice weather in the Limestone Coast.
Oh, mate, that looks shocking. Heap of rain, heap of wind. Batten down the hatches because we're in for a couple of shocking days. But at the moment, Saturday, Sunday onwards looks absolutely perfect. It's going to drop down to nothing on Saturday, so they say, but that can change. But I think for a couple of days, we'll be sharpening our fish hooks and just getting ready for our next trip. But, gee, the last week, the fishing has been incredible. Beautiful weather, a little bit of breeze and whatever, but afternoon sea breezes, that's okay. Just settles, it blows all the March flies off you down on the coast.
Always got to look for a positive.
Absolutely, mate. But gee whiz, the fishing has been really, really spectacular. The surf fishing, excellent. Four-wheel drivers, be a little bit careful between Piccaninny and Greens. It's very, very soft at the moment. So unless you're right up to speed, got good gear, let your tyres down, I'd probably stick to greens back to browns. It's quite firm. Still four-wheel drive, but a lot better than greens through to Piccadilly. So a little bit, be a little bit careful down that way. The fishing has been very good. Plenty of mulloway. Not huge fish. I've seen the odd fish up to a metre. Gummies have been very, very good. Excuse me. Canunda, yeah, a little bit quiet down that way. Hasn't been too bad. Still plenty of salmon, good-sized salmon up to 3 kilo. The odd mulloway, the odd gummy. But at the moment, browns through to Piccadilly and around the corner seems to be the best at the moment. Some great reports from the Port Mac jetty the last couple of days. Tuesday evening, I saw some photos on Facebook. A young fellow got a heap of whiting. I think he had 6 or 7, up to 40-plus centimetres.
Wow.
Trevally salmon, the works, just an absolutely fabulous catch. Speaking of whiting, definitely improved the last couple of weeks. I'm starting to hear some really good catches from Red Rock Bay out of the boats. Off the beach, still a little bit slow. Most are getting a feed, but the boaties seem to be doing a little bit better. The garfish have been phenomenal. Basically, anywhere from Racecourse Bay all the way through to Livingston's, all your little protected bays in between, definitely give them a crack because it just seems to be full of garfish at the moment right the way through. Mm. The Glenelg River, still blocked. Amazing fishing down in the estuary. Some of the mulloway catches I've seen have just been extraordinary. A good friend of mine, I think it was Friday night, landed 40-plus fish for the night. I think he kept 3 to 96 centimetres. So their fish up into the high teens, pushing 17, 18 pound on the old scale. I apologise for talking pounds, but that's very old school. I find it very hard to get my head around kilos when I'm talking mulloway.
It's all about an age thing, mate. I'm with you.
It's not fair, is it, Ewan? But the estuary been fishing really well. I've seen some lovely brim down there as well. They're all the way through, but down the bottom, just opposite the car park there, they've caught fish up into the 40s. I saw one fish of 44 centimetres. Like, that's a horse of a brim, just a beautiful brim. Estuary perch. Upriver, they should be better than what they are. The river's still blocked and rising very quickly, but they seem to have spread out now. Around the Donovans, Dry Creek, Reed Bed, even Nelson at night under the lights, they're doing very well. So the fish are there, but been a little bit hard to catch. Maybe it's all the fresh tucker off the banks. As the river rises, it exposes a lot of fresh food for them. So they might be fairly well fed, but under the lights, they're doing very well. Offshore scene, yeah, been a little bit sluggish, but afternoon sea breeze has been a bit choppy. Been a little bit hard to get out there, but Saturday, Sunday look pretty good. Those that have been able to get out, that 80 to 100 metre line, still plenty of shark, gummies, schoolies, flathead, out wide, that 450 metre mark, still plenty of harpooker and blue eye. So the offshore scene is looking really good. No tuna reports of late, but I haven't heard of many down there sort of venturing down to the east chasing them. But as I said, the conditions haven't been great, but this weekend, hopefully, if the weatherman gets it right, should be okay. So plenty on for the weekend, mate. We just have to get through these couple of days of rain and wind, but it'll settle the dust and fill the rainwater tank, so we shouldn't complain.
It will be indeed. Hey, mate, stay dry. Don't get blown away. We'll catch up next week. We'll talk again.
Good on you, Ewan. Thanks, mate.
On 963 MMM, go down, talk to Craig and the team. They have got fishing sorted right the way through Christmas and New Year, no matter what you're looking for. And if you're looking for some great Christmas bargains, they can organise that too. They've even got gift vouchers available. Go and see the team. They'll work it out for you.
Ewan Grant. Triple M.
It is your local 963 MMM. The PM's fate hanging in the balance, not talking about our PM for once. The British Prime Minister's fate is being decided, with rebel MPs trying to remove her from power. We're going to find out about it with the national news team soon. We're also going to find out across the morning this morning about Donald Trump and his ex-lawyer, who is now looking at a prison stint. And in incredibly sad news today, a grieving mum of slain children has taken her own life just months after her estranged husband executed their two kids in the same house. It is truly a tragic story this morning that we're waking up to.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I have got the Acting Regional Commander of CFS Region 5 on the line. Sam Quigley, good morning.
Good morning.
Sam, there's lots of things to talk about when it comes to the CFS at the moment. And one of the big things to talk about, I suppose, is the fact that we had a firebomb pass through the Limestone Coast on Monday.
Yeah, we're referring to the large high-volume helicopter that landed down at Mount Gambier the other day.
So yeah, Elsie, the sky crane, isn't it? Or was it?
That's it. Yeah, so that was in a transit flight. So recently was shipped out to Australia in shipping containers, all in little bits and pieces, put together over in an airport on a dock, I believe, somewhere over in Melbourne, and was doing a transit flight over to Claremont Air Base in the Adelaide Hills, where it's located during the fire danger season. So at the moment, it hasn't commenced its service period in South Australia. It's later on this month, so I think just before Christmas. South Australia's Christmas present is... the high-volume helicopter, which generally operates in the Mount Lofty ranges. Sometimes we have seen it come down into Mount Gambier, but traditionally not based in Mount Gambier.
And, Sam, talking firebombing aircraft, we've got a number of them in the area as well.
That's correct. So last Thursday, what we refer to as the Lower Southeast Primary Response Zone came active. With two single-engine air tankers based out of Mount Gambier and two helicopters for surveillance and intelligence gathering. So they generally are on active standby for us, so with pilots at the ready to respond to any report of rural fire within that particular area where we have, highly elevated, it actually starts quite low, fire danger indices. So well before fire bands are there, we have pilots and crew on standby ready to respond. So we get to these fires hard and fast and support the ground crews. And it's probably worthy to note is aircraft don't put out fires in South Australia or anywhere in the world. We use them as a tool in our toolkit to support the volunteers and crews on the ground in suppressing these fires.
Sam, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you today, we've had a number of people from the southeast over the last couple of weeks who have wandered off to Queensland to help out in the devastating bushfires that have taken place up there. What's it like to be a firefighter and tapped on the shoulder and said, you know, we need help in other parts of Australia? Would you like to go?
Oh, I think it's highly rewarding for all involved in this event. They get to use their skills to support communities in need at the time. So CFS volunteers, as like MFS volunteers, are highly trained, highly skilled with nationally recognised training delivered by the service in service competencies. This was quite a targeted approach to begin with the people that we selected to go from their geographic areas. So higher in the upper southeast due to travel times to Adelaide to get on the first connecting flight. So we moved people within a very short time frame. And then obviously we took people out of the lower southeast down in the Kingsley group because of the fire, potential fire weather conditions that they may have seen. So we took people from an area that we thought might have been a safer area to take people out of, as we are also in a fire danger season here. So we're very conscious about not removing too many resources from areas across the state of South Australia, and that's why it was broad spread across the state. But by all accounts, I believe the five that went from the up southeast and the six members and the SAS member that supported us in this, found it highly rewarding and enjoyed their time away.
Sam, were these people actually in situations where they were fighting bushfires?
I believe so, yeah. So obviously as the situation decreases, the level of fire activity reduces and it becomes a messy game of what we've referred to as mopping up, so turning over stumps and making sure everything is blackened out. But I think the first rotation absolutely saw active fire on the ground and was undertaking significant backburning operations with under the direction of QFES, the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, and the rural fire agencies up there.
Sam, what I find fascinating is the fact that I'm a radio announcer. I sit on my bum. I talk to people all day. The idea that you have so many volunteers who are willing to walk into bushfire situations, it is beyond me that people have that level of courage.
Well, all I can say is they're outstanding, and the lower southeast and up southeast are well served by over 2,000 of them, and you should be very proud of them. Probably the one thing that we could touch on, though, is that the CFS is not just full of firefighters, I have to say. So there is a number of what we refer to as support brigades, particularly across the Limestone Coast, and there's one included in Mount Gambier area for operation support, and they do an outstanding job of supporting those firefighters, such as incident management support, radios, communications, logistics support, in helping the firefighters on the ground, because we do need support, and those firefighters need support to be able to do their job. So there is a wide variety of jobs within the CFS, but not just firefighting.
Sam, we're obviously leading, well, we're into summer now. We're leading into warmer periods here in the southeast. For people who want to become volunteers with the CFS, how can they do that?
Best place to go, again, is the CFS website. And I don't love saying that we should always go to the CFS website, but it is truly a great source of information. It does have the information about the recruitment process, so what is likely to be encountered by a person walking into their fire station, how to maybe get in contact with your local brigade, and understanding the roles and the checks and balances that we have in place prior to becoming a member. So obviously a National Police clearance check is required, which the CFS does pay for. And being a volunteer is with the CFS, there is no out-of-pocket expense. So we do provide nationally recognised training. We do provide all clothing. We do reimburse travel. And obviously you get to be part of the bigger team of the CFS. And like I said, the 2,000-odd volunteers across Region 5 that do it for the love of it and supporting their community.
Sam, we've got some wilder weather in the Limestone Coast over the next couple of days, but it is going to get warmer in the region. We might try and catch up next week and talk about what people need to do to be bushfire ready. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to have a chat about the CFS.
Thank you very much. You and Grant for
breakfast. Now, one of the things that's making news today, there are a group called the National University's Centre for Social Research. Now, they would like to see the dole increased by $300 a fortnight to help close the poverty gap. They'd also like to see pensions increased by just $11 to close the poverty gap in Australia. I'm not sure why it's only $11 for pensioners and over $300 per fortnight for those on the dole. But it's going to be a story that's going to be talked about across the day today. Now, the National News team are going to join us in a moment. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to stop by. Karch is going to check in to find out what is making news around the Limestone Coast. You and Grant for breakfast. Now, on 963 Triple M, over the last couple of weeks, we've been helping out the Salvos. We have been asking for donations of new toys and gifts here at Triple M's reception. Now, you can find us simply on the corner of Grey and Commercial Streets in the Blue Lake City. If you can help out those less fortunate within the Limestone Coast community in the lead up to Chrissy Day, please do so, because the reality is that there will be children in the Limestone Coast who wake up with no presents under the tree this year. Now, as I say, new toys and gifts unwrapped. If you can donate, please do so. If you can help out, we would love to hear from you. All you need to do, pop in and say good day to Gabs and myself. Corner of Grey and Commercial Streets is where you'd find us. And a big shout out to everybody who has dropped in presents so far for the Salvos. You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M, the Community Christmas Day lunch isn't far away. Evidently, we've got Christmas only days away. Liz is on the line to tell us all about it. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Liz, Community Christmas Day lunch, it's gone from strength to strength over a number of years. It is a fantastic community event for the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, it really is. It's an event that I think the whole community has really got on board with and owns and drives each year and gets so much support. Really is a Limestone Coast event now. We've got a lot of people donating goods and food. Food producers in the region are donating. And, it's coming together really perfectly this year. So we're hoping to fill the hall again. We did last year. So we got 150 guests through, and we're hoping to do the same again this year.
Liz, why is the Community Christmas Day lunch something that is put on every year?
Well, it's an event that I think is becoming really important, and it's just an offering for people that might not have somewhere to be on Christmas Day, for people that don't perhaps have the means to make Christmas special, and for people who are alone or homeless in the region as well. So we get a really diverse crowd through, but I think that's what country communities are all about, country people helping country people.
Liz, you said that you've had a lot of support. I know I was talking earlier this week, the Family Truck Show have made a donation to you guys. Wouldn't be possible without so much community support going on?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the Family Truck Show have supported us again this year. They were so incredibly generous last year. And this year, again, they've just been wonderful. And we've had organisations like Stand Like Stone as well supporting us, Rotary. The list goes on. And food producers donating things like turkeys from up at Pujunagorak, free-range turkeys and hams from Beachport. It's just incredible, really.
Liz, is there anything that's still needed for the community Christmas lunch, and are there volunteers that are still needed in any way, shape or form?
Well, what we're doing is just asking people to really think about anyone that they might know who would be alone this Christmas. And if they're outside Mount Gambier, well, that's absolutely no problem, because we've got buses this year and we're able to arrange transport. So if they're in the Limestone Coast and they're alone, then we'd love to have them along on Christmas Day if they'd like to be there. And it's just as easy as getting in contact with me, and we'll make it happen. We've got over 50 volunteers this year, so we've got a full stable helping out on the day and in the lead-up to and in the clean-up. And so we've sort of closed the books on that front for this year. I know that some people are really keen to get involved, so around November, early November is a good time to get in touch if anyone's looking to volunteer perhaps for next year.
Liz, do we have any idea what's going to be on the menu yet?
Yes, we do. We've got four chefs, some of the best chefs in the region, working on our menu this year. So we've got some beautiful roast rolled turkey and some glazed ham, which I think Christmas wouldn't quite be Christmas without ham. And we've got some fresh seafood coming in from Robe. We've got some lamb, locally grown lambs that were going to be slow cooked, and some local potatoes that we'll be doing up a couple of different ways to celebrate the great potato of the southeast, and some salads and some vegetables. And pudding, of course.
Liz, it's
remiss not to think about that.
It sounds amazing. And I was blown away by the fact that all of this is coming from the Limestone Coast. That is sensational.
Yeah, it's one of the things we do so wonderfully well down here is grow our own food. And we really want to celebrate that and make sure that everyone's getting a taste of what we grow locally when they come along on Christmas Day. And it will just be the best meal you've had all year.
Liz, great to talk to you. We might catch up next week and have another chat. For anybody who wants details on the Community Christmas Day lunch, give me a whole couple of minutes and I'll have all the details on our Facebook page. Thanks for joining us this morning, Liz.
Thanks, Ewan. Thanks to you all.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
One of the things that I wanted to do this morning was send a shout out to Marg Wortley. She's in the pages of the Narra Court Herald today, a driver with the Red Cross Southeast Driver Program for 20 years. She's just clocked up the 20 year of volunteering with the Red Cross, and that is absolutely sensational and deserves huge amounts of congratulations. So to Mark, congratulations on a job well done. You can read all about it in the pages of the paper this morning. Now, on your local, as I say, news is coming up. Karch is going to be back after 12, by the way, keeping us up to date with what's making local news.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. We are getting close to news and sport. Remember, if you've missed anything on the show this morning, you can catch up online at triplem.com.au. Today, whatever you do, jump online to our website and make sure you're in with a chance with the Triple M Summer Beach House. The draw is taking place tomorrow afternoon. Al, the captain of the club, will be back. And tomorrow morning, if you go to our win page, you will be in with a chance at the Triple M Christmas cash call. $500. I'm going to give it away after 8, and you could be a winner. Jump online, triplem.com.au. Have a great day.